Hello, folks. I've looked out at you from the movie screen and the stage, but I never got a chance to talk to you at home before. Now, I'm not going to tell you any jokes. I just want to get acquainted with you and talk over the affairs of the day with you. Now, you take wars. They're a terrible thing, but as long as women are crazy over an officer's uniform, there's going to be war. If we ever have another war, it's going to be right here on the home ground. No use paying transportation going to Europe hunting a war. Just think how cheap we could put on a war without a shipping board. Instead of paying rich men $1 a year to help run it, why, just pay them what they're worth. That'd be a big saving. Foreign nations wondered how we could train our soldiers so quick. That's because we only train them to go one way. Of course, what they need in the next war, and should have had it in the last one, is a referee. And the minute the war is over, let him announce who won and how much. Now, Turkey had hard luck lately. They had an extra war all booked and got it canceled on them. You have to engage your wars way ahead with Turkey. She likes to finish war Saturday and open with some other country Monday, so there's no overhead at all. Turkey don't care about winning or losing one war. It's just how they average up at the end of the season. Then, when they have any time off, they put it in by rehearsing on the Armenians. Last fall, England kind of wanted us to join in with them and help them fight Turkey. We couldn't go into another war. Haven't got any slogan. Couldn't go into war anyhow. We're two bonuses behind as it is. Besides, we might win it. Couldn't afford to win another one. I got a plan that'll stop all war. When you can't agree with your neighbor, you move away. With your wife, she either shoots you or moves away from you. Now that's my plan. Move nations away from each other. Take France, Germany. They can't agree. Well, take France and trade places with Japan. Let Japan live there by Germany. And if those two want to fight, well, let them fight. Who cares? We'd run excursions to war like that. We don't always agree with Mexico. Well, trade Mexico off to Turkey, harems and all. Now we got men in this country get along great with Turkey. Then that would solve the Irish problem. Take England and move them away from Ireland. Take them over to Canada and let them live on their son-in-law. When you move England away from Ireland, don't you let Ireland know where you're taking them, or they'll follow them and get them.